Welcome, greetings, hello everyone out there in crowdfunding hacker world. I'm Velan Hawkins, your host, and I am here today with the fabulous Melanie Militix. You know, I met Melanie through a dear friend of mine, and she was just raving about Melanie's LinkedIn skills and abilities. And I want to tell you that Melanie is a sales and marketing consultant, a social media educator, and the creator of the Linked Leads system. Mm-hmm. And when she began working online in 2001, she was just a kid, and she had a very small circle of influence and had to come up with creative ways to market her business online. She mastered the art of integrating social media marketing and traditional relationship marketing to grow a very successful international business with next to no advertising dollars spent. We all like that, right? Melanie's an educator at heart who loves to empower others with the knowledge and tools they need to be successful at generating leads, sales, and referrals using LinkedIn. And what have I always said about getting into your network? And LinkedIn is one of the best places to do that. But the question's always been, how? What do I do? How do I do it? Where do I go? Who do I reach out to? And Melanie's got some answers for us today. So welcome, Melanie. It is so great to have you here on the Crowdfunding Hacker Show.
Well, thank you so much for having me, Lynn. And I'm super excited to share what I know so that I can help your community to grow.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, I'm just going to jump right into questions because I want to know just as much as our audience. And here we go. How do you get on this journey to becoming one of the top experts in your field? Do you have a dream? Did you see a vision when you were a little girl that said you were going to be doing this? Or tell us a little bit about your journey here.
That's a great question, and absolutely not. No. That's great, though. What a wonderful, wonderful question. I actually started on this journey 17 years ago with an incredibly big why, and that was to raise my own children. So I probably fell down more times than most people will, but I always got back up because I was absolutely determined to make this thing work. So I really became an expert out of a desire to not just be at home, but to provide a life for my children that I didn't necessarily have. So for people who are watching who are like, I'm starting from ground zero, I don't know what to do, I can tell you, if you've got a why that's big enough, you can do anything and everything. And I'm here to kind of shorten the learning curve. So 17 years ago, I went online to build a business, no experience, no circle of influence. And I made this my world in terms of business was online. And even when my children were big enough, when they were both in school and I couldn't like say that I couldn't go out in the community anymore, you know, even then when I went out networking in the community, I would bring those people that I met offline into my online world very quickly. And that's something that everybody who's here should be thinking about when we're talking about LinkedIn, especially, is all of those incredible people that you're meeting in your community. You've got to wrap your social media arms around them, is what I call it. So essentially, I've been doing that for 17 years, and about 2.5 years ago, probably a little longer than that, I found that Facebook was causing pain. They'd become a bit less friendly to marketers in general, and I wasn't getting the results or the income from my marketing that I was used to. And so I went looking. I went looking, and I found LinkedIn, and I found that's where all the movers and shakers go. I equate it to either hanging out on Facebook, which is like the block party, right? To find your, in your case, donors, right? Or business partners. Uh-huh. Or going to the business networking function where everybody's, you know, exchanging cards and educating each other about what they do. Where do you think you're going to find more business? It's a clear, right? It's really obvious. So mm-hmm. I went to LinkedIn and I found that the methods that I was using across the web, you know, all this time worked, like, I would say at least 10x better. So almost immediately I saw an uptake up in not only lead generation, but incredible connections. People were picking up the phone and calling me on LinkedIn. I was like, oh, this is how business is done. So it was like it was hiding from me. So anybody who's there and has been on LinkedIn for much longer than I am, you know, kudos, it's amazing. That whole world was like a river of abundance that I didn't even know was there. So I like to say LinkedIn is like the wild, wild west of social media, because only about half of the people who are on there are on there. That's cool. But there is gold in them there hills for those who know how to prospect. And I'm here to teach you how to prospect.
Fabulous. Yeah. Well, that certainly gives us the why for us to be using LinkedIn.
I would hope
and
so.
What would you recommend that people do first on LinkedIn? I mean, it can look like Facebook looked to those who started out trying to do what you described on Facebook. And now with LinkedIn, where do we start?
Yeah, LinkedIn is actually far more complex, but not a complex in that it gives you more ways to showcase yourself. So meaning that LinkedIn has more ways for you to not only describe what it is that you're doing, but to put what it is that you're doing in front of your audience with zero ad spend. Zero ad spend.
I like that.
Yeah. So LinkedIn will give you the ability to create your profile first. This is first number one. Let's create your profile so that it speaks to your audience. And I like to use the word client facing. So what that means is you're using in the welcome section, which is what's right below your header, right? In the welcome section, you want that to be in the first person speaking to them. I'm here to help you in whatever it is. And then the experience sections, which people would typically use as resume, you instead are going to use those experience section to describe your campaign. And use all of the space that you have. You have like 2,000 characters because LinkedIn has this magic about it we call search engine optimized. And Google will literally pick up your profile. It'll pick up your articles. It'll pick up your posts. It picks you up. And if you use as much of the area that you can and use the keywords that people might type to find you, you're more likely to be found. So it's a little bit of a broad overview, but essentially you want, number one, before you go and do anything, is make sure that your profile is set up so that if somebody lands on your profile, they do want to connect with you. They see value in connecting with you. So set that up properly. And think about SEO when you do it. Don't just put a little blurb. Write as much as you can and use the keywords over and over again. That's number one.
So great. That is just so great. I'm enamored because people don't necessarily think about updating their profile to reflect that they're running their campaign.
Exactly.
So I love that. I love that. And you mentioned in your course, and I think you just mentioned here as well, a little bit about social prospecting. What do you mean by that?
Well, social prospecting is simply the art of going and meeting people online versus in public where you would shake a hand. But it is done in the same fashion. So, and that's where people get it a bit wrong on LinkedIn. That I say you don't pitch them on hello. Okay, it's a real simple rule. Don't pitch them on hello. But at the same time, you don't have to dance on LinkedIn and go back and forth in this, like, think you have to make a best friend before you introduce what you're doing either. Because LinkedIn doesn't work like that. It's very much like the business networking function where you're meeting one another to educate each other on what you do, right? And you may well find a great, either somebody who's interested or a great referral partner, right? You don't know what you've got. It's your job to educate. So I call it social prospecting, and essentially it means that you're going to say, you know, let them know that you think it would be beneficial that you connect. So when you actually go to hit the connect button, you send them a little note you don't have to give them anything more than I think it would be beneficial for us to connect. Like, you don't have to say some long-winded thing in there. Never a link, never anything, just little note. And then when they do connect, engage. This is where most people completely drop the ball. They think that their job, they either think their job is one of two things, and both are wrong. One is they think that their job is just to connect because they've got 30,000 connections and they can connect with 30,000 people and then they can market and just do the marketing side and they're going to get the results from the campaign. And that's not the case. Engagement is the magic here. So when somebody does accept your connection, you're going to send them a welcome note. You send them a little message that welcomes them, and you ask them something about themselves. Something, and that it doesn't take long. This is some you very, I actually copy and paste, and I just personalize parts of it because I go and I look over their profile briefly. I go, okay, that's why I chose to connect with them. They're interested in this thing. And then I write them a little note and I say, I see we're both involved in blah, blah, blah. How long have you been doing that? Or something that's relevant. Ask them a question. Anything. Ask them anything. Just like you would in public, right? You ask about, you'd be more interested in them than in, you know, than in yourself, right? Be more interested in them. And this does two things, Lynn. Number one is it's going to, of course, do the right, you're socially interacting. But the fact is, even though I'm telling you all to engage when somebody connects, not everybody on LinkedIn even does this yet. Okay. Some people don't even look at their inbox. They don't have it on their phone. They don't check their inbox regularly. So when you send that question, it literally helps you to filter out the people who are not even paying attention. And who cares? Like, literally don't take anything personally. They're just like off the, they might write you back like a month, two, three later. It's weird, but it's true. So don't worry about them. Your job literally is just to talk to the people who hit you back, who answer your question. And then you say, great, allow me to introduce myself. You know, you get a little blurb and allow me to introduce myself. And then you educate them on what you're doing. And you can use a referral approach, you know, indirect referral approach, or you can directly ask them if it's something that they'd be interested in donating to, right? So in either case, you're going to ask them if you can educate them about what you do. And that in that case, then you'll be able to set, but ask them, can I educate you? Or would you be open to taking a look is the perfect, you know, for, would you be open to taking a look? Don't even send them a link to your stuff yet. This actually gets people leaning forward to say, well, sure. It's such a different thing. Such a different thing. It's like if you were looking for donors and you had a bunch of flyers and you were standing on the corner and shoving them at people, is that going to get people to get, no. So it's the same thing on LinkedIn. Wait for them to say, yes, I certainly would be open to taking a look. And then you send them over your information. And that's what I call social prospecting. It's very, very simple, but I tell you what, this will amplify results like you wouldn't believe versus just thinking that I said people do two things wrong. So either they don't engage or they, as soon as somebody connects, they send them their like blurb. They're like, thank you for connecting with me. I'm involved with XYZ. Here's my website, my 6 videos, and all the information that you would ever need. People don't even read that stuff. They don't. So don't do that.
Great. That's excellent advice. Oh, I love it. And it is a great lead into my next question because that's an excellent strategy. And we should be using that strategy not just in our social prospecting on LinkedIn, but social prospecting on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and any place else that we're actually out there. The philosophy that you've mentioned is something that works and can be applied to everything that we're doing. One of the things that an older coach of mine told me years ago was when you are thrusting your stuff on someone, it's like vomiting all over them. And you don't want to do that. So I love it. I love it, love it, love it.
And you don't have to dance either. People think that they have to be friends with somebody for weeks and have this back and forth about cats, kids, and dogs. before they can bring up their business. That is not true either. Like, ask if they're open. You can't be rejected if you ask if they're open and they say no, thank you, like whatever.
And you don't get what you don't ask for.
That's
so
exactly right. So ask.
Yeah, great. So I know that this strategy can be applied across platforms, but what makes LinkedIn so different from Facebook?
Well, because it's business to business, that's number one. And because it's business to business, people are there for business. So it's not like you're going to the block party looking for somebody who looks sharp and thinking they might be in business and you should talk to them, right? It's you're at the business networking function with the people who are in business. And LinkedIn is made up of a much more fluent and I think success-oriented crowd. Absolutely, across the board. So you're dealing with a different group of people. It also is the fact that your links, whether they're in an article or they're in this, I call it the signature file of your messages that you send, you have to copy and paste. People always say, how do I set up the sig file? You can't, you actually have to copy paste it. But people will actually click on those links on LinkedIn. Imagine that. Like, they actually get more people will click through to your information if they want it than on other platforms. And Facebook won't even show your posts if they have links. Like, so unfriendly. So LinkedIn is very friendly to business. I mean, to going to the extreme that, or I think of it as extreme, like, wow, that they will literally SEO your articles and your article might show up in the top in Google for a search. That's how friendly LinkedIn is for business. They want that on LinkedIn. They want you to do business or you're not going to come back. Such a different world. And it's B2B. That's the biggest difference, is because Facebook, Instagram, they're more customer oriented platforms anyway. You're going to do more customer business there versus B2B. And I would consider, like, what you're looking for donors. I mean, that's going to be a LinkedIn place. Totally.
That was going to be my next question. What do you see as the biggest value of LinkedIn for donors, you know, as you're searching for donors?
Yeah. And that's the fact. It's if you are building your network full of the people who you could do business with, right? So that's what you've got 30,000 potential connections just for the business alone. And I'm going to advise you to be very specific in your search. You can very specifically search and target your connections. That's one of the most incredible things about LinkedIn, is that not only do you have 30,000 potential connections, it's not just like random. You can target it so specifically. So Lynn, like, give me an idea. Just give me a obscure type of person that you might search for, like, that would be your perfect customer or business partner. Who might it be?
My perfect business partner would be the business owner who wants to grow and needs funding.
And what kind of business might they be a part of? Are they an owner of a business, or are they a...
An owner.
They're an owner. So beautiful. So my point is, you can literally go into LinkedIn. You can search what type of businesses you'd like to do business with. And then you can actually do a filter and click owner, and you can literally just target the people who own businesses in your niche, whatever it is. And it could be just people who are owners in your niche in Georgia, and that's all, or Florida and Tampa, that's all, if I chose. And I'd probably find 4,000 of the perfect person, is what I'm trying to tell you. There's plenty. So you can be very, very specific and do that. Don't just add everybody and anybody. You can be very targeted on LinkedIn.
I love that. That's great advice. Again, one of the questions that I get from crowdfunders who are trying to figure out how to best use LinkedIn, we talk about the search functionality, mm-hmm. but for them to meet with people and to say, join me at this networking event, I'd love to introduce you to so-and-so, and tell them about their crowdfunding campaign, that gives you an additional upside. So
absolutely. And that's one of the strategies that I teach is if somebody says, no, they're not really open, because sometimes people are just like, I'm busy. You say, hey, great. I say, thank you for getting back to me so quickly. I'm a member of several networking groups, business networking groups, and I would love to invite you to be a guest sometime if you'd like. Let me know if that interests you or something like that. So essentially I say them, I'll invite you. But you're saying be proactive on it too. Absolutely. Just invite them to your stuff anywhere that you go, because people like to be a guest, right? You're going to show up to a business networking group. It's always better if somebody's like, say, there to greet you. And heck, you're doing a one-on-one, right? That's why you're there. So you meet at a business networking group to do that one-on-one and get that business done. So, and you're connecting them with other people that can bless them, bless their business in other ways as well.
Fabulous. So we're talking in this space of marketing strategies, but are there any other particular marketing strategies that you'd recommend us using on LinkedIn?
Yes, there are two in particular that they want to leverage as much as possible. Number one is because we're on LinkedIn and we're marketing one to many. Okay, so think of this, social marketing one to many. The most powerful way for you to gain the know, like, and trust, or at least the trust quickly, is video. Okay, so it doesn't necessarily have to be a video of you. So, right, but doing video in general, it could literally be a slideshow where you're talking, or it could be a video that's specific for your campaign, whatever it is. But video is number one. And number two is article marketing. I mentioned this a couple times. Articles are, if you click on the main home page, it gives you the option to write an article, an image, or a video. So if you click on article, you'll see it's a blog post. It's a blog post with a beautiful header image and you titles, and you can embed videos and images, and you can put your whole campaign in there, my friends. And not just your campaign, but your business and anything to do with the people who will be the cause that you're benefiting, anything and everything. So use article marketing on LinkedIn, because you can write it once, but then it lives on your profile. Anybody who goes to your profile will see your articles there. So there's a space on your profile for them to click through. And the other beautiful thing about articles is once it's written, you can share it again, like in 2 or 3 weeks, because your new connections didn't see it posted before. So you can just repost it. And I like to use video in three ways. I upload it natively to LinkedIn. I upload it to YouTube with SEO, always SEO. SEO is amazing. And then I also embed that video into an article and write about it. And I post those on three different times so that I like spread that out. So if you make one video, you've got three posts. That's important about LinkedIn. You don't have to post like crazy. You don't have to worry about some crazy algorithm. Just once a day, definitely 5 days a week, and you'll be good. You can do more than that, but you don't have to go crazy on posting on LinkedIn. It's not necessary to get the type of traction you want.
That's good advice. Oh my gosh. I guess you can see me here taking notes, and our audience is really going to benefit from this, because you will have a transcript of this. Yes. Of this whole interview in the Crowdfunding Hackers tribe, the membership. So make sure that you do your inquiring about the membership, but even more than that, this video will be available to you for quite a while before it gets housed in the video and particularly used for members. So make sure that you get everything you can. Watch this again and again, because Melanie is sharing some fabulous stuff here. And let's just go a little further. And what's your biggest piece of advice for someone who's trying to leverage this space to create the best results for their campaign?
Okay, so if you're just getting started on LinkedIn and you haven't really engaged your people before, that's number one. You always want to be adding new contacts that are potentially your best prospects, right? But don't neglect your current pool. All those people will be found on level one. So you can, once you get your profile beautified, optimized, they say, then you can start to go in back and engage the people that you already have. I always say it's kind of easier to, you know, to have that, to fan the flames there as well, rather than just rely on your new. If you haven't really added a whole lot of people on LinkedIn, you want to, and you want to do it, and you want to know that it takes some time, but if you are adding new, engaging them, and posting marketing material, this will snowball. But you have to stay so consistent, and you're building a golden list is what you're doing. So you have to stay consistent. Consistent is far more important than, you know, just full steam ahead and then not even be able to keep up with your, you know, conversations. Like, that's really important, right? So just know that, but know that consistency is key, and you've got to stick to it until it snowballs. Like, don't just go, oh, it didn't work for me, because that's crazy. But nobody hears, nobody's watching this would do that anyway. They're not giving up on this. They wouldn't give up on anything. That's right. Or they wouldn't watch. They wouldn't still be watching this video even. I know something about y'all. You've got that. You've got that thing.
Ah, you're so right. You're so right. Well, Melanie, this has just not been enough time for us to get to know you more and for you to really help us in this space of growing our LinkedIn connections, utilizing them, optimizing our leveraging ability. So I know that as we're wrapping up, you have something that you'd like to share with the audience. But even more than that, what are some final thoughts that you'd like to share with us?
Well, I just want to commend you all and to give you a bit of advice from the bottom of my heart. And what I do is literally help to see more in you than what you see in yourself. So I want you to know that even the act of you're watching this, I already know that your level of greatness that you are stretching for is only the tip of where you're going. You've got so much further to go. So I wanted to share that with you and just to let you know that not everybody will do what it is that you're doing with such integrity. So keep it up.
Thank you so much from all of our viewers, our tribe. Thank you so much, Melanie. Okay. You see, that's why Melanie is our go-to girl for LinkedIn. And folks, I want you to know that she is so generous that she has even allowed us the opportunity to access her LinkedIn Lead System checklist for free. So write this down, crowdfundinghacker.org/LinkedInLG for lead generation. So crowdfundinghacker.org/LinkedInLG. And that is just, I'm so grateful for the opportunity to have spent this time with you, for all that you shared with our Crowdfunding Hacker tribe. Melanie, you are amazing, and we're going to have you back on the show sometime soon.
Glad to come back.
Thanks. And so as we wrap up, I want everyone to know that we're about to launch the Crowdfunding Hacker tribe, the membership that I was talking about. And keep your eyes open, keep your eyes peeled for all that's yet to come, because there's more. And everything that Melanie has shared with you about how you can optimize your campaign on LinkedIn, I want you to know that you're going to see us doing a lot of that too. Awesome. And you can join the Facebook group, Crowdfunding Hacker TV. Give it a search if you're not already a part of the community, and get some of the tips and strategies that we'll be sharing. We're going to turn some of this into tips videos, share those videos with you, and allow you the opportunity to come and check out the full video. And I took pages of notes. I'm sure you have too. And if you didn't, go back and watch it again. Melanie, thanks. It's been a pleasure. And to our audience, we will see you on the next Crowdfunding Hacker TV show. Bye for now.